The security stack becomes an ensemble Thursday, July 30, 2026. Today's briefing looks at Microsoft's new cyber-specialized model and what it reveals about production AI security architecture. MAI Cyber One Flash is positioned as a lower-cost specialist working alongside a stronger general model. Public preview is expected on August 3rd. This points toward an important pattern. High-volume security work will not be assigned to one universal model. Organizations will route tasks through small specialists, frontier reasoning models, deterministic scanners, isolated tools, and human approval gates. A specialist model can classify findings, map them to assets, extract affected versions, compare code with vulnerable patterns, summarize threat intelligence, and draft remediation guidance. A stronger model can handle unusual exploit chains, conflicting evidence, and complex remediation planning. Deterministic scanners and policy engines provide repeatability. Humans retain authority for high-impact classifications, disclosure, production changes, and residual risk. Routing is both a cost decision and a security control. It determines which data, tools, credentials, and capabilities are exposed to each model. A routing policy should consider data sensitivity, required capability, uncertainty, tool permissions, active execution needs, potential impact, existing evidence, and escalation ownership. For example, a local model can classify a private repository finding. A frontier model can receive a redacted evidence bundle for complex reasoning. An isolated verifier can execute a proof of concept. A human can own the final severity and remediation decision. A new research paper on cyber-capable agents connects capability evaluation with containment. It argues that production systems must ask whether an agent completes the authorized task, stays away from forbidden systems, triggers containment when boundaries are crossed, and leaves third parties unaffected. A higher task success score is not an improvement if policy violations rise with it. Graph engineering helps organize the ensemble. Intake gathers the finding. A deterministic pre-check removes duplicates. The specialist classifies and cites evidence. A router decides whether to escalate. A frontier model analyzes difficult cases. An isolated verifier tests exploitability. A remediation loop drafts a fix. Policy and human gates control release. Each transition needs a contract. Pass evidence instead of credentials, focused summaries instead of entire data stores, and signed results instead of mutable shared state. Cost should also be measured in context. Track cost per confirmed finding, false positive reviewed, safely remediated issue, human escalation, and missed vulnerability. A cheap model that floods analysts with bad findings can be expensive. Teams should test 5 failure modes. Specialists that avoid escalation, specialists that escalate everything, untrusted context that contaminates downstream agents, credentials inherited by the wrong node, and multiple models that agree because they share the same mistake. The actions for today are clear. Define routing thresholds. Require evidence-bearing outputs. Keep execution separate from reasoning. Issue credentials per node and task. Test disagreement paths. Measure risk-adjusted cost. The bottom line: specialized models can handle scale, stronger models can handle ambiguity, deterministic tools can prove facts, and humans can control consequential action. The trust comes from the architecture between them. Now, test your knowledge with 5 questions. Question 1. What role is MAI Cyber One Flash positioned to play? Is it A, a lower-cost cyber-specialized model for high-volume security work? B, a consumer image generation model? C, a replacement for every deterministic scanner? Or D, an unrestricted production deployment agent? The answer is A, a lower-cost cyber-specialized model for high-volume security work. Question 2. Why is model routing a security control? Is it A, it determines which data, tools, capability, and authority are exposed to each model? B, it only changes the color of the interface? C, every model always receives identical permissions? Or D, routing eliminates the need for audit logs? The answer is A, it determines which data, tools, capability, and authority are exposed to each model. Question 3. What should deterministic controls own? Is it A, repeatable checks and decisions that can be expressed as rules? B, all ambiguous security judgment? C, unbounded internet exploration, or D, final acceptance of organizational risk. The answer is A, repeatable checks and decisions that can be expressed as rules. Question 4. What is authority inheritance? Is it A, a downstream node receiving credentials or permissions that it does not need? B, a model citing its evidence? C, a human approving a high-impact action? Or D, a scanner producing deterministic output? The answer is A, a downstream node receiving credentials or permissions that it does not need. Question 5. What is the best way to assess model cost in a security ensemble? Is it A, use risk-adjusted cost including false positives, missed findings, reviewer effort, and incident impact? B, compare token price alone? C, ignore human review time? Or D, always choose the smallest model? The answer is A, use risk-adjusted cost including false positives, missed findings, reviewer effort, and incident impact. That concludes today's quiz and a iSecurity Engineering Briefing.